Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Bet. When a person tries to make an item holy, he does it in two stages. First, there's Kedushat Damim, monetary sanctity. And secondly, there's Kedushat Haguf, the item itself has physical sanctity. When somebody declares that, for example, when dealing with a Mincha, the wheat or flour that he's talking about becomes sanctified, it now possesses Kedushat Damim, monetary sanctity. So the value itself is consecrated. And if it becomes Tameh, you could redeem it by transferring the sanctity onto money. Once it's placed, though, into a Kleh Sharet, a vessel in the Bet HaMikdash, it acquires Kedushat HaGuf. And at that point in time, if it's taken outside of the Hatzed, of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, it is invalidated. This is called Yotzeh. It left the proper place. There's a machloket in the ninth perek about the different measuring utensils, measuring cups that we use in the Beit HaMikdash. Do they consecrate what is put inside of them? All of the Tanaim agree that when talking about liquids, whatever is inside of them becomes sanctified, and the liquids, therefore, are consecrated. There's a machloket, though, about the solids. Based on that machloket, we're going to have three opinions as to what happens with the shtal lechem and lechem panim when they were prepared and baked. Mishnah says, Ehad shteh lechem ve'ehad lechem apanim lishatan va'arichatan bachutz. The following applies to both the shteh lechem and lechem apanim. Their kneading and shaping are allowed to be done outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash because the measure that's used to measure the flour in the Beit HaMikdash isn't sanctified. This holds like the B'yakiva in the previous Mishnah, the fifth Mishnah in the ninth Perek, that measures that were used in the Beit HaMikdash for solids, like we're talking about flour, were not sanctified, and therefore things that were put inside of them were not sanctified as well. So therefore the flour that's being measured in the Beit HaMikdash, here the dough and the flour is not consecrated. So having them outside the courtyard is not a problem, and they would not become invalidated through the impurity of Yotzi. The dough, therefore, is allowed to be kneaded and shaped outside. That's how this Tana would hold. But the baking has to be done inside the courtyard because the oven where the baking happens is sanctified. They do not override the laws of Shabbat. The loaves are not allowed to be baked on Shabbat, but they have to be baked beforehand. They have to be baked on Friday. Another opinion where the loaves were prepared and baked. According to the Yehuda, all the actions that have to do with these loaves are done inside the courtyard. According to the Yehuda, the measuring cup that's used to measure the flour is sanctified, and therefore the flour and then the dough that comes from it is considered to be holy, and you're not allowed to take it outside of the Hatzer. So the kneading and the shaping of these loaves have to be done in the courtyard. The third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Olam Haveh Regil Lomad, says Rabbi Shimon, a person should always be accustomed to say, Sheteh HaLechem VeLechem HaPanim Kesherot Ba'azara UKesherot BeBet Pagi. All the prep of the Shteh Lechem and the Lechem HaPanim are valid in the courtyard and are valid in Bet Pagi, place outside of the Bet HaMikdash. They're valid inside and outside of the courtyard. According to Rabbi Shimon, the measures or the oven, both of them are not sanctified. Therefore, if they're not sanctified, the flour or the baked loaves are not sanctified either. And therefore, you could knead, you could shape, and you could even bake, according to this third opinion of Rabbi Shimon, outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash.